first.
Yet another city in California filed for bankruptcy. George Zimmerman gives his side of the story, and Sheriff Joe says we need to see the microfiche when it comes to Obama's long-form birth certificate. So the birther movement is alive and well, thanks to Sheriff Joe. And we're struggling with the drought. We talked about this a little bit in a previous show, and a ton of you have sent me emails about what you're doing to make sure that your family can survive. Bravo to all of you. We'll get to the mailbag later this hour. Kate Delaney, America Tonight is the name of the show. We start with the biggest buzz going. The biggest buzz happening across the country has to do with, yes, the lack of resources, but the scariness of being short of food, running out of supplies, and not knowing where to turn. Because what happens when you have corn, an abundance of corn, which is pumped into all kinds of products? You don't even think about it, right? I mean, so we're getting smarter. We're reading the back of packages. People are trying to get in shape. We always talk to our pal Don Wiskin about what's happened to the soil and how people are having heart attacks and clogged arteries, and so they're getting wiser to that fact. But listen, the bottom line is the USDA has designated, no joke, 39 more counties in 8 states as natural disaster areas because of the loss of crops because of the excessive heat. So 2012 is the year of the dead crop. Dead crops are us. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has officially designated 1,297 counties across 29 states as these so-called disaster areas. So all qualified farm folks are eligible for emergency loans, because they got to get water to these rows and rows of corn. The U.S. is actually facing, no kidding, the largest drought since the 50s. Largest drought. 55% of the country in the 50s was in at least moderate short-term drought problems, and worse back then. Now we're at the same number, and actually even less, in June. We hit that in June. That's terrible. Hot, dry weather, the worst, driest month nationally in 118 years. 118 years. That's crazy to think about that. So, of course, it's going to affect all of us, just purely in prices, but the idea of people not realizing how much corn is used in various foods is the thing. I mean, we're not just going to say corn prices are going up, because there's corn that's grown for humans and others that feed the cattle, that feed the livestock. And they're short on that kind of corn. This is big trouble. Especially when you compare the numbers, and we did this on Tuesday's show, 66% of corn crops were good or excellent this time last year. 34% of U.S. crops good or excellent this year. So what happens when a drought hits your area? Personally, what happens when it hits your area? Good luck trying to sell that house if you had those brown lawns. Forget curb appeal. That is out the window. I actually had a neighbor, must have lost, got frustrated, lost enough grass. It's just dirt. It's like a dirt patch. And they have a nice house and keep it up nice, so it's not that they're crazy neighbors who don't care, who aren't cutting hedges, who have done nutty things. But they can't keep the grass. Can't keep it. It's not growing. And I mentioned this as well, the fact that while they have these emergency loans and other options, there's not full resources. We don't have full resources. Of course we don't have full resources because we're broke. Of course we don't have that. They got to pass a farm bill. I mean, there's no choice. Got to pass a farm bill. Got to extend the previous bill that expired. I mean, and beyond, because just extending it's not going to be enough. There was $4 billion in disaster relief in 2008. Now they need more. Can we get a little farm aid going on? Somebody give a call to Willie. Maybe we can have some different people on the stage to attract enough younger folks. Lady Gaga, whoever. Retro band, Smashing Pumpkins, I don't know. Maybe farm aid needs to be revitalized. It's that serious. So this is huge. We've got our 12 months warmest ever recorded in our history, and the bigger thing is the drought, the result of the drought, and what it's going to cost, what it's going to cost you in the end. Food is one thing. Fuel may be another thing. Gasoline prices. But you can bet that it's a common denominator. You can bet that if you don't take this seriously, when we talk about it on America Tonight, I mean, maybe you think it's just hogwash. You know, there's people that really take it seriously that are survivalists. But you don't have to be a full-blown survivalist to be smart, to have some supplies, to have an emergency routine. And boy, now more than ever, you need to have some supplies. You need to be able to figure out a way if you have no access to get it. How do you get it? How do you weather this? And then what's it going to look like? Because we haven't been through, in my lifetime, I haven't been through this. Mini recessions. But mini recessions are very different from a full-on, full-scale war on your wallet. Because that's where we're at. It's a war on our wallet. And they got to get aid. They have to have aid. All right, I mentioned some of the things that we're going to talk about, obviously, besides the big buzz. Geez, how hot is it? What's going on with the drought? Can you water your lawns? What are you doing to prepare for what could be the worst? And that might happen in the next couple of months, in the next 3 months. Look out, heading into autumn, but just absolutely awful, awful, awful. We do have some breaking news, too. Bulgaria's interior minister is saying that a suicide bomber actually carried out the terror attack on a bus with Israeli tourists. So every time we do whine about things like the drought, etc., you got to think about what other people are living with in other countries with these terror attacks that bubble up at and on some very unsuspecting people. Hang with us. We're turning over the record. There is records here, I swear, to the B-side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,578.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,618.64, $809.32 for a half ounce, or $404.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,618.64, $809.32, and $404.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're talking about politics, and it is all about that, my friends, because it boils down to who has the most money and who has the best campaign people and putting the ads together. There have been lots of editors working on pulling cuts, pulling things, sound things that people have said, and putting them together in a nice big package. Millions has been spent, and millions more will be spent. The Tea Party is backing up Romney, and Obama has his own organizations, PACs that are formed that are backing him up. I mean, I think when it's said and done, Romney probably raises more money, but Obama's very close in the money that he raises. The two of them are going after the big dollars with these dinners and talks and that kind of stuff because they know you got to move the mountains, baby. You got to come up with the ads because that's what people are paying attention to. And I've asked this question before. It's worth popping it out to all of you again. Do you really care what the television ads say? I mean, don't you have your mind made up? This is what I think. This time around, is a TV ad, I don't know, going to push you in one direction? Are you undecided and you say, oh, man, check out that ad. That little piece of information about Obama not being so transparent or about Romney and money and the Cayman Islands, I'm definitely voting in this direction. I'd love to see statistics on that, and I can't find them anywhere. Sometimes you'll hear people talk about that they saw this or heard this, but I would love to have the hard information on it. It must work. Otherwise, negative campaigning that's been done forever and a day wouldn't have been affected back when the government was first started in the first place in the United States. So I wanted you to hear at least one ad. We're going to try to get more ads for each and every week, just for fun. It's kind of like the sport, right, with politics. So here's the Romney ad and the question, where did the money go? Check it out.
Where did all the Obama stimulus money go? Friends, donors, campaign supporters, special interest groups. Where did the Obama stimulus money go? Solyndra, $500 million taxpayer dollars, bankrupt. So where did the Obama stimulus money go? Windmills from China, electric cars from Finland.
79% of the $2.1 billion in stimulus grants awarded through it went to overseas companies.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Yeah, so there you go. Solyndra was a layup, and of course, this is somebody pulled the information knowing, hey, we're going to use this. This is a way to attack Obama. In case they didn't know, this is the money that gets bundled. The whole stimulus fell flat. People hate the word stimulus. It's perfect, and it's a perfect Republican ad and a positive ad for Mitt Romney. And you can be sure, and I've seen it already, the Dems are doing the same thing with Romney about tracking his money back and the fact that he's a one percenter and doesn't know what the middle class wants. So as the war of words there continues in politics, there's another war of words going on. And maybe it mirrors politics in a different sense, because this has to do with something that really gripped the nation, the shooting of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. Now George Zimmerman gets to tell his side of the story because he accepts an invitation to go on Sean Hannity's show and talks about his version of the events that happened and clarifies a couple of things that didn't make sense in some of the initial reports. And among the things that he said is once he was told to back off, he did back off. But Trayvon Martin, too late, had pursued him, and it was a matter of self-defense, which is why Trayvon Martin was shot. Do you think Zimmerman's version of the story is really the reality of what went down, or was this just a good way to get his face out there, push the conversation forward, and try to get even more people to embrace him? I mean, this is the job of the lawyer. You know, the one thing about defense lawyers, and they say it all the time, is I don't care if you're guilty or innocent. I just care that I got the evidence, that it's about pursuing and defending the person. Otherwise, we'd have no public defender, certainly. We wouldn't have a lot of people that would go into defense. I talked to a lawyer about this the other day, and he said, you know, I just want to win. I don't care what side I'm on. And I thought that was very telling. I just want to win. So Zimmerman and Mark O'Mara, who is his attorney, went on to Hannity and explained further some other things. And also Zimmerman said that he prays for Trayvon Martin's family every single day. Every single day. So what do you think? Do you think that Zimmerman becomes more to people, I mean, obviously people who already see that, think that he's getting railroaded, they're going to like it. But maybe some people who thought, you know, this guy was crazy vigilante. He went off the reservation. He decided to go after Trayvon Martin. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Tim in New York. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
I got a question about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, everybody said this is a gated community, correct?
Yeah.
So, this is a gated community. He's doing a neighborhood watch. How is he authorized to carry a firearm in a gated community off of his property for self-defense in a community watch? It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, he shouldn't have had a weapon in that case. You're right. I mean, anybody in neighborhood watch, but remember, it was an unofficial neighborhood watch situation. And from what I understand, the neighborhood that's a gated community was okay, but it wasn't some Beverly Hills by any stretch of the imagination or even an upscale Florida housing complex. It was okay.
Okay, but that what I'm trying to figure out, though, is, I mean, if you're
having to carry the gun, yeah.
How can he legally carry that? I mean, someone in a gated community, there still has to be an HOA.
Right.
Right? So if the gated community didn't give him permission to carry, okay, he's all right within his own home. That any burglar or anything, as I read it, you have to be, he has to be inside your house in order for you to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, but stand your ground is a little bit different because if somebody's attacking you, you can use deadly force in Florida. That's stand your ground. So you could, I could be carrying and I could use deadly force if I'm attacked. If someone tries to smash me in the head or do whatever, then it's deadly force, or I use deadly force because I'm standing my ground. I'm trying to defend myself from somebody going after me.
Okay. All right. One other thing, I heard you talk about the money that Obama sent for an electric car company in Sweden. If I'm not mistaken, though, didn't he give General Motors a whole bunch of money who developed a Volt electric automobile? Okay,
yes.
So that's kind of a half truth there. Did Mr. Romney approve that message?
Touche. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's all half truth.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
It never works for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's to my point. But here's the thing. Do you think, Tim, people listen to this and say, oh, you know what? I was going to vote for Romney, but forget it. I'm not voting for him now. Or I was going to vote for Obama, but I'm not voting for him now because I just saw this ad and it was unbelievable what they said. Do you think that that works?
Oh, well, you know, it's like I said, people are going to believe what they want to believe, whatever fits, okay? It doesn't matter. It's like your lawyer situation. I just want to be on the winning side when I'm done, and I don't care how I get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and he said that stone face. He was serious. Yeah, absolutely. Tim, always a delight to talk to you. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. If anybody else wants to call in, certainly you can be part of the conversation. It's 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So he's trying to figure out, like I was trying to figure out, okay, he has a gun, he's a neighborhood watch person, he's driving around with a gun, why is he driving around with a gun as a neighborhood watch person? But he could carry, he could have it in his car, and he did, and that's how that all happened. But it does raise a good question. Are you a neighborhood watch, or are you a guy who has a little firepower, or combining, you know, like if I wanted to join my neighborhood watch and I had concealed carry, I couldn't take that in the car with me even though I have concealed carry. That's the rules where I live. And maybe it depends on the individual rules and the state, of course it does, because all of them read differently. Stand your ground is different than other states like Vegas. Having somebody has to have the weapon. They're going to sort it out in court, that's for sure.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
About throwing in your 2 cents either by calling the show or sending us an email at americatonight.net. So a ton of you each and every day seem to love to email this show. I've worked all over the place on big markets, small markets, and things in between. I've never seen this amount of email. I'm constantly in the purge mode because, you know, we get the email and I got to purge it or it's going to explode. I get the red meter that says, you're at 95% capacity. I'm like, how's that possible? How many times can I clean this thing out? But bravo to all of you. As I always say, pretty much well thought out comments that you're making or things that are tripping your switch anyway, and you're trying to vent. And speaking of venting, you can always download one of our, we got two apps. You can download Press 4, go to my website, americatonight.net, same thing. You'll see it there, and then during the day, if something trips you up and you want to vent, you hit your Press 4, and you say, America Tonight, vent, and then you let it rip. Or you can also, just to listen to the shows, go to GCN.com and download the show if you missed something. Oh, I missed that interview. She's talking about something I missed. Oh, I want to know what she said. So I need to go back. I hate that. I hate that when I can't find something out. I mean, we live in a world of instant information, don't we? So it is frustrating when you hear like a little snippet of something. It's like turning on SportsCenter and you miss all the scores you want. During football season, is it the worst when they have the crawl and you're waiting and waiting and waiting to get to your game and then it's cut off for some crazy interview or somehow it's cut out? Oh, the worst. The worst. All right, so without further ado, after I have flattered you, America, to death, I am now heading to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! All right, this is from Brian. Katie Kate, since you're in Philadelphia or somewhere in those parts, I'm wondering if you saw the video of the little 10-year-old girl that was walking home and almost was abducted. It's shocking stuff. The mayor in that city went nuts and talked about a reward for the capture of the guy who tried to just steal her off the street. Boy, if nothing else, anybody who's a parent, it does give you pause to worry about your kids even walking home from school. Outrageous. You know, I know exactly what you're talking about. I did see that on the local news, and it made national news, of course, and it was eerie. You have a white car, a car that is following these two kids, a 10-year-old girl, walking from a store with her 2-year-old brother. So this kid saw that. She's walking, and the guy grabs her, I mean, picks her up off the ground and was, I think, trying to drag her into the car, it looked like. And she bit him, and she fought him. And then he, like, slipped with her in his arms and then picked her up again, and she did it. And the kid was screaming, the 2-year-old was screaming, and luckily it scared him off. I mean, thank God. It was frightening. The car followed them. They're walking home. Like, it's no big deal. It's close. And then that's what happens. And she thought, clearly she thought about it. And you could see that his hand, he also put his hand over her mouth. So he was trying to fight her. And now everybody in Philly is looking for this guy. And the mayor did go crazy. It's interesting, his name is Mayor Nutter, and he held a press conference and said, listen, it's a $10,000 reward flat out for the capture of this guy who tried to pick her up off the street. It's a sick individual, he said, to do something like this. And I want to keep this creep off our streets immediately. And I don't blame him. It was frightening to see it because they had surveillance video that was set up in that area. As much as I hate Big Brother and videotaping things, boy, this is a case where this video was so powerful because it was scary. It was scary to see the innocence of these kids just walking down the street in what seemed to be a decent enough neighborhood and some predator was skulking around looking probably for kids. And almost got her. I mean, almost got her, and who knows if it would have gone after the boy or not. But, boy, it was awful. All right, let's move on to another one here, and this one comes to us from Jack in Austin. He emails the show a lot. Jack says, yeah, I happened to catch Sean Hannity's show, and, man, let me tell you, it was interesting to see George Zimmerman respond to the questions I think, Kate, that he was being very, very honest. I do. And maybe his adrenaline was rushing, and maybe he was too aggressive, and certainly this should not have happened. But I believe him when he says the police told him to back off, and he did back off, but it was Martin who then went after him. Yep. It's going to come out in 2013. He did give his side of the story. He did talk about the fact that he was worried. He did talk about the threats from Trayvon Martin and all the things you said. I can't find anything. I find no fault in anything that you said. I think that it's a question of what the jury ultimately decides. And I don't have a crystal ball to look into that jury that they're going to choose and tell you. I mean, that's our pal Jason Blum's forte, to predict what the jury is going to do. But it's going to be a story that's got a lot of legs, sadly, and it's going to keep getting played over and over again because of the various themes running through it and the fact that it's an emotionally charged case. Absolutely, it's emotionally charged. All right, here's another one. This one from Ruth and Bob. Hey, Kate Delaney, we're a combo. We listen to your show as much as we can. A lot of times we do that download thing. Heard you talking about the drought. Boy, it is terrible in the Midwest. We live in Illinois, and there is massive concern over what's going to happen. And if people aren't trying to squirrel away some things here and there, if nothing else, at least some water, maybe can a few things, you are flat out foolish, because with more and more counties being declared disaster areas and more money being lent and trying to figure out ways to water these crops and not see them all burnt out, people are going to be shocked when they get hit by the 2x4 over their head that shows it's not just the farmers, it's everybody else connected to the farming industry. All right, here's another one. This one from Bob, who says, boy, that's two Bobs in a row. This one from Bob, who says, Kate, don't know if you caught this or not. I know you do a thing called Sports Shorts on your show, and you talk about sports, given your background. Did you see that Jeremy Lin is leaving the Knicks? The Knicks let him go, and he got a huge contract offer and is going to Houston instead. Do you think he'll end up being a player that's worth the offer he's given? The Knicks are saying that they were betrayed by Jeremy Lin and the people around him, but Houston could use a Jeremy Lin. I think he'll fit in. It'll be easier transition anyway for someone who still is a newbie. Be easier transition for him in Houston. And his offer, by the way, was 3 years, $25.1 million. Ooh, the Rockets. And they know that they're going to get people at least to get out there and watch the games. There's going to be big interest in Lin in Houston. I mean, there's big interest across the U.S., but there's going to be really big interest in Houston. So here you go. You got the Knicks. You would think that they could sign up Lin, no problem, but they've got the luxury tax payment they got to contend with. And their people aren't happy about it, but they got to figure out how they're going to pay with the balance. You know, what is the balance do? They got to come up with a way to pay that. So he's saying, you know, we couldn't do this. We couldn't match this. So we just had to go away. Let's move on to this one from Madison, who just says this. Thumbs up, America, tonight. It's so fun to listen to your show as you ping and pong all over the place. Isn't that the way, Kate, our brains are all wired now? Yes, I agree. I think that we're a little of this, a little of that, and we are wired, as we had a guest on earlier, James Olson, talking this week about the fact that maybe we need a little more balance, and that's part of our problem, that we don't have that balance. between our left and our right brains. However, we're in search of balance, and we're going to come back with it next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're going to have to pay. If you're a fan of Amazon, they're trying to warn people that, and we knew this was coming, but now it's officially almost here. You got to get ready to pay tax for Amazon. Boy, and that was such a good thing when you didn't have to do that. So when you buy things, you go on, there's all these discounts. Now you got to pay the sales tax. And, you know, what does it mean? Well, there was a great chart I saw the other day about this. You know, what does the online tax mean? And so what they're going to have to do is, or what they're doing, is they're going to charge sales tax in 8 states, additional states in coming years, and that starts with California and Pennsylvania, blah, blah, blah. California folks, for instance, have to pay as much as $9.75 in addition to, you know, in addition to anything else on a $100 purchase, depending on where they live, is what we're talking about. So, if you're in Philadelphia, you would have an $8 tax bill. That's what it would be in Philly. And now Amazon is collecting this because they had fought for a long time to force e-tailers to deal with these taxes. States say they lose $23 billion in sales and some $11.5 billion from online purchases. So, of course, they want theirs. Brick-and-mortar retailers have pushed to have Amazon and other web people collect sales tax, which is the physical stores say will level their playing field. So, hey, we got to pay, you got to pay. And why should you not have to pay? So just remember that if you do the Amazon thing, they're building warehouses and distribution centers. I mean, they're bigger than ever, but now they're going to also have this sales tax that's going to impact a lot of people because, you know, how it is, we look at the bottom line. Oh, it's only $15, but now it's, you know, another $20 by the time it's all said and done, or whatever it might be. Yeah, that's, I think it's going to affect the buying of some people. It may be, it's not going to be the undoing of Amazon, but certainly it's not going to be something that Amazon is, that's why they're not thrilled about it, because they know people are going to be very turned off by that. They're not going to want to pay it, but what are you going to do? Amazon is the Mac daddy. You're getting things from Amazon. You're downloading things from Amazon. I don't see the way around that. It's not liking it is one thing, but there's no way around it unless you're not getting anything from Amazon. And if that's the case, woohoo, bravo to you, because you're not going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay sales tax in your own neck of the woods, but you're not going to have to worry about it online. You know, there's just something about that word. It is a dirty word. You say taxes and automatically people get their back up. And automatically people start to think about, what does that mean for me? What am I going to have to pay? Please, no. All right, this is a segment that I like to call odds and ends. You never know where we're going to throw it in because there's so much happening. As much as we can hammer home one thing and talk about George Zimmerman, and here's his side of the story, ta-da, and Sean Hannity gets the exclusive, which is huge for him. But his questioning was pretty good, and he went back to the night of what happened. Every detail that seemed very sketchy to a lot of people, he was clearly comfortable and talked like, you know, was dripping with sincerity by what he was saying. Whether or not that's going to matter in court, that's the whole thing. Once he goes to court, we'll see how he does. Because there's going to be so much pressure. There's going to be so many people that are going to be in Sanford, Florida to watch this thing happen, unfold. There's going to be protests all over the place, no question about it. There's going to be lots and lots and lots of protests. All right, so going down the path of odds and ends, the drought and where you are, what stage you're in the drought. Are you a stage 2? Are you a stage 3? Are you a stage 4? Is it much worse than that? Is it much worse than stage 2? Stage 4, you're throwing plants away. You're throwing plants away. Because that's it. I mean, I think there may be a stage 5, but I'm pretty sure it's a stage 4. So that means you have to beg for water. Please, please, can I water my lawn? Please, I need my lawn. I don't understand. So crops off to 31%. Get ready for that. I mean, there's a big story that fits into odds and ends. Get ready to pay. Get ready to pay. And the two could be linked together, sadly. Linked together. Also, as part of odds and ends, in talking about what's happening around the world and in your own backyard, watching and waiting with bated breath each and every day, the market, I can tell you this, that in Asia, so goes Asia, so goes our markets. And Asia was huge on Thursday because, of course, they're ahead of us. So that means you've got probably a good day on Wall Street in store. It's kind of like being on a roller coaster ride. It's all about hanging on for dear life, isn't it? It really, really is. But the numbers being up is good. It's strong corporate profits from the U.S. and the slowdown in earnings is picking up, especially for the tech sector, which, you know, while the euro steadied overnight, it's a different situation for the tech sector, but apparently that's also ending up in a much better place. So watching the stocks rise in Asia will translate hopefully to some great statistics for us here in the U.S., and it's looking that way. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 hit its highest level since May, helped by some huge quarterly numbers from a few different corporations, Intel and Honeywell. Wow. And now with the semiconductor index and all of that, and it's jumping all over the place, you know, it's fragile. There's no question. It's fragile. Very, 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 very fragile. All right, we're certainly not fragile here on America Tonight. We've packed our helmets and we're ready to roll, as it were. And a couple of you trickled in with some emails. I know we already did the email segment, but I want to take one of these emails. And this one comes to us from Clarissa, who says, "Boy, I love the fact, please don't take away the fact that you are talking about what's happening. I get so much of my information from you and the fact that you're not a one-trick pony. And we know that there's going to be more than the blah, 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 blah whine of politics in the background. Boy, we know there is a whine of politics in the background, isn't there? Of course. So a bartender is setting up his bar. In comes the horse. The horse looks at the bartender, and the bartender says, "Why the long face?"
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.